And we have Charlie Don't Surf right here on Mother Motor Live Drive, riding the waves here at WHFR in Dearborn.
Yes, we are. It is WHFR Dearborn, and we are just about ready to go with the Luckouts. Just setting up a few last things. People, telling you, I'm begging you, when Radiothon comes around, please think of us. Please think of us. You don't even have to wait for Radiothon. If you go to WHFR.FM and come down to where it says Radiothon 2015, you can press that click to donate at any time, and it will be greatly appreciated in keeping the gear that we need up to speed so we can get this live music out to you. Hey, the Luckouts just played this past weekend. They're getting ready to play. Well, I've been hearing them talk about the February dates, and we're going to get some more dates coming to you, where they're going to be, what they're doing, what's going on within their personal life. These are some really cool people. Got here early, as a matter of fact. At least Gretchen and Liz did, the guitarists. And I look forward to sharing everything with you in just a little bit. In the meantime, we're going to keep some music playing for you from Charlie Don't Surf and the Motor Live Archives, this pre-recorded show, because I'm having fun setting up and doing sound check. The Luckouts are going to sound good when they hit your ears. So stay tuned right here, only station, making waves.
Right here today. Now,
get a breath, baby. Get a breath.
All right, I got to get a breath. I've been rocking so hard, just like you guys.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. You're giving us all the rock and roll goodness you can give us.
That's right. That's what we try to do.
Okay. Now tell me, what is the best way anybody out there wanting to get a hold of Charlie Don't Surf?
Well, you can call me on my personal number. No, I'm just joking. We have a MySpace page like everybody else. www.charliedontsurfdetroit.com, /MySpace, all that.
Okay, but they got to look for the Detroit Charlie Don't Surf.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, make sure you put Detroit. Or you can just Google Charlie Don't Surf Detroit, and we'll pop up and all that stuff.
I mean, you can go surfing for Charlie Don't Surf?
That's touche, my friend, touche. All right.
Okay, now tell me, what's your next show coming up?
Our next show is actually at the New Dodge Bar. It's been a while since we played there. It's a really nice bar in Hamtramck that usually doesn't get as much exposure as the other main ones like Smalls or the Belmont or even the Paid and Lady. But it's got a great sound system, real nice atmosphere, all wood grain bar, real nice, nice big stage. And we're playing there with us.
We're not going to tell you anymore about where Charlie Don't Surf did play because they're not here now. And that was a pre-recorded show. What we are going to tell you about is the Luckouts, because they're here now. We've got Liz, Gretchen, and Dan warmed up on the mic, and it's happening. We're recording. Podcast is about to happen, so I want to hear from the Luckouts. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
Oh, did you hear them? Did you hear World Luckouts about to make this happen? What we're going to hear first?
The song is called I Come Alive.
I Come Alive from the Luckouts on WHFR 89.3.
We'll be right back.
Now that is what we came to hear. The Luckouts rocking it out. Been a while since we had the guitars cranked like that. Thank you for bringing it back, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Y'all came in last, what? We were trying to figure this out. 2013? 2014?
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Okay, and overdue. So I'm just cruising through one day, and there's this video, and I'm going, what's this? Digging this. Who put this up here? Gretchen, Luckouts. What's going on with this? Let me reach out to some people and say, hey. And I have to apologize. I forgot about when you were here last, because that was like doing the changeover when Roger and Margaret White were saying goodbye to this beautiful, wonderful weather we're having.
Right.
And decided they wanted to get down into some tropical whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But y'all stayed here. And Luckout's been rocking out this whole time. What's been going on with you?
Yeah, we've been recording some new songs, playing all around town.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, keeping our nose to the grindstone, so to speak, and getting out there and trying to get our product out, see, you know, product being ourselves.
Well, tell people who ourselves are. They're hearing your voices. Who is this?
I'm Liz. I play guitar, do vocals.
I'm Gretchen. I play bass and vocals.
And I'm Dan, I'm the drummer and the troublemaker.
And a big shout out to Gretchen for putting that video up and saying, making me go, I'm slacking.
I appreciate it.
Now, the video you're talking about is which one now, Devil Girl?
Yeah.
All right.
So tell us about Devil Girl. Who's producing? What's behind this new release?
We had Mike Kinnean. How do you say his last name?
Kinnunen?
Yeah, that's it. He did our video. And took us a few months to do that, so we've been working on that. We finally got it out November 1st. Actually, we premiered it on Halloween night at the New Way in Ferndale. And, yeah, we can play that song next if you guys want.
We want to hear. We want to hear. And we want to hear about the writing, what went into this, everything. But, yeah, shut up.
That was an older song, right? We just released a video on that?
Yep.
So what about who wrote that one?
Actually, Gary Chichak wrote that song, and he did it with the Ruiners, which that was another band I played bass in before the Luckouts. And the Ruiners did that a long time ago, and then Gary was my lead guitar player, so he's like, let's do this song. You know, let's make it a Luckout song. And that's what we did, and it stuck.
So everybody stayed friends after the Rooners went.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I hear about bands who don't, and then the ones who do, I want to hear more about.
Right. Yeah. Some don't. You know, people go their separate ways, and then that's it. You know, but I like to keep it real with everybody.
Everybody seemed it seemed to be a real amicable like split with every, you know, with Jim and Gary.
It was just growth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, of course it's all friendly unless that song made it big on something, then I'm sure everybody'd be fighting for something.
Just make sure you take care of everybody in the royalties.
That's right.
Right.
Get the name, the Luck House out there, and then get them on stage.
Right.
Afterwards and say, yes, you were a part of this.
That's right.
Share it with the folks.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. We can do this?
Sure.
That's right. This is Devil Girl.
Bring it. Okay, that was perfect for Halloween with Dan doing that at the end.
Yeah.
You got to give a tip of the hat to Matt for that. I was looking back, and it was September
19th,
2013.
Okay.
When you guys were here last, so
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the first. That was my first year. I joined. I think I joined in April, so that would have been pretty early on.
And you moved around. You got a chance to play with some great people before. And I guess doing other things, play great Bootsy X.
Oh, yeah.
And hitting the skins for, what, a few years? You're, what, 21, 22 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In
and
my...
some change.
Right.
That's a lot of pennies.
In dog years.
Right.
But yeah, no, I was the young gun in that band. I, you know, he kind of had a revolving drum throne for a while anyway, but I was with him for about a year in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, I played with Jill Jack a little bit.
Here.
The Luddites. So yeah, some good guys.
And then these two twisted both your arms and said, "Get on these skins and take us forward."
That's right.
All right.
It was pretty lucky that we found each other.
Actually. No pun intended,
right.
Huh?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Gretchen, tell us how you got here.
I drove.
Oh. You know what? I'm like, Liz, we'll get back to her later. What's the never?
What's that?
What's going on with you? The Ruiners, the Luckouts, bass, then Six Strings.
Yeah, I played bass for 8 years with the Ruiners. And then I did have Gary, who was the lead guitar player from the Ruiners, played with him in the Luckouts. And then, you know, he decided to do something else. And I started looking for another guitar player, but I said, you know, less is better. The less people I got to deal with, the better. Oh. So,
amen.
Everybody, you know, it's working on everybody's schedules. You know, it's like, can you play this date? What do you got going on this date? You know, and everyone's just in one band. Before, a lot of people are in, like, you know, I used to play in 3 or 4 bands at once. Now we all just narrowed it down to the Luckouts. So keep it simple, keep it real.
Okay, and the leader in you just stepped up to the floor and said, "This is what I want. This is what I need. You gonna bring it or what?" Or
yeah, that's it. Bring it on or get to stepping.
Did you know she was gonna be such a captain when you joined up with her, or was she always?
I try not to talk too much.
We just let her think she is.
Yeah. She's kind of like the captain of the Exxon Valdez. She needs us actually to direct her.
They do. They help me a lot.
Well, all right then. Great for the support because it's sounding great out here. Folks,
thank you.
We appreciate you reaching out. Let us know you've been feeling the Luckouts. What? You've been supporting them. Where you been playing? You just had a gig, what, last Friday?
Yeah. Where did we play?
O'Meara's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice gig, man. It was it's like you could get an awesome dinner there and rock out. It was actually a cool venue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The staff, the owners, they were great.
Yeah,
they were
and
awesome.
It's actually like the nicest neighborhood we've played in a long time.
Yeah.
Have there been some interesting places? Some very interesting places.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing at, you know, what's that place that we played down the warehouse, like just
Tangent Gallery.
Yeah, Tangent Gallery.
That's a cool place, but it looks like an abandoned building.
Yeah, like you can walk to the train station from there, you know, and it's pretty spooky down there.
Okay, we're going to hear more about this. We want to keep the music going, but this is the stuff that I get into right here. Now, as far as people seeing you, where's the schedule? Where can people go and check out what's going on with the Luckouts?
On our Facebook page, we're always posting our next gig.
Sure.
And, we got January. We need to get over Christmas. And then January, right. we're going to do some recording. And then back out there February.
Yeah, I think we got 2 dates in February. February 12th at, that's a Friday. We thought it was a Thursday at first, but it's a Friday at Caju Cafe.
Good place,
and
good
we're
place.
Playing, who are we playing with? Seatbelts.
Good. Oh, that'll
Another
work.
Great
you guys will
local
fit.
Group.
Mm-hmm.
And then February 27th, we're playing at New Way Bar in Ferndale, and that's with Divided by Zed.
All right. Sounds good. Now, what's this about? You just dropped an EP. You about to work on something new for 2016 now? Or
with what? We dropped what?
When's the last EP you dropped?
Oh, well, not really. No, we actually got like 2 singles out that we're working on that are going to be part of an EP that we're going to try to complete in January.
We need to get back in the studio and add some more to the collection there.
Okay, bring it. Because I'm like, I want more music from the Luckouts. We've got new DJs here, and Madman Murdoch from Tuesdays is in here going,
cool.
I didn't know about this. And I'm like, yeah, I told you, come by Motor, you'll hear hard rock. Some people think it's just touchy-feely emo stuff sometimes.
Right.
And yeah, there's funk on Monday nights. There's gothabilly and rockabilly on Monday early in the evening. But then we bring the Luckouts in, what is this, December 17th. And then again next year when the new music drops.
Right.
We're not waiting as long as we did last time, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have a couple new songs that are going to be on the new EP.
Yeah, we're gonna
we'll play those next.
Yeah. But I think like the album that we released last year, there was, you know, there was some new stuff on it, but then there, it was kind of like a rehash, not a rehash. I think we, Gretchen, you put it best. Like, you just kind of wanted to redo a couple of the songs that were on the first album with when I came on board, because it we had kind of a different sound then, and we wanted to kind of just redo them with me. And then so that was the last album, and I think since then we've really kind of grown together a lot, you know, into our like our own thing, our own like a different sound, and that's what this new EP is going to really represent, I think.
Okay, you guys got to help me put a spotlight on Gretchen when we come back, because Smart Alec here ain't sneaking away with just that drove business.
I know nothing.
Mm-hmm. I know you about to play four strings. Let's get some more music from you.
One Night Stand.
Here we go. Parents at home, we are talking about sleepovers and genteel parties. No need to, well, better yet, go ahead and tuck the kiddies away. Because this is some grown folks rocking out right here. The Luckouts, that is. Definitely grown folks rock. Who writes?
All of us. We come up with different tunes and different lyrics. Dan has lyrics. I throw some of my lyrics in it. Gretchen. We work good together.
Yeah, usually like I'll have a hook or something in mind. I'll always have some sort of lyrical hook or, you know, some sort of a rhythmic hook. And I wish I played a melodic instrument so that I could get out a lot of what's in my head, because I just kind of think rhythmically. And my only way to communicate with them is by going, you know, like,
right,
and
I got
to
figure
this,
that out.
You know, and then they're like, oh, that's E or whatever. You know, so.
We'll try that E.
And I'm like, yeah, that's it.
So now, were you in the jazz band playing polite rhythms to the band teacher in high school?
Me? No, I was already in like garage bands and stuff in high school and made fun of the guys in like school band. Sorry to all those guys. No, man, my drum teacher used to like take me to his gigs and let me sit in and stuff back then. And it was like, you know, real heady stuff. And then, but yeah, it was, I did all kinds of stuff. I can play some jazz if you want, but I just feel rock.
And what about Gretchen? Were you learning all the methods on the double bass so you could not look where you weren't and putting your fingers when there were no fret lines? Or
I still look. I still look. No, I never did any of that.
How'd you get here?
Well, I've been playing for a while, so I play with a few local bands, mainly like bands like Universal, Spat, and then I was in a heavy metal band in like the early 90s, Huntress. I played for them, and we toured and stuff like that, like everyone else has, and you know, they aren't here playing for the Luckout.
Okay. And now, were you doing that the jazz band thing in high school, trying to figure out all the chords and
I never did any of that. I just listened to jazz like all the time and just taught myself.
It's funny because there are the kids who think that they can just pick it up and listen to their current heroes and not get the roots. And here you guys are saying, yeah, I can play jazz in a heartbeat. And yeah, I saw you guys practice in rehearsal before we got going. And it was like, yeah.
I think it does a disservice to the music and yourself if you don't know what came before you. I think it dishonors it. I think as any person that plays an instrument, you should know the history and you should know the people that came before you. And because you're all part of one big thing, you know, and you need to have that. You know, anybody that doesn't want to listen to like Buddy Rich and, you know, Miles Davis and some of that stuff, who doesn't even know who those people are, I mean, they're doing themselves a disservice and the world a disservice, because your music's not going to have that influence.
But more directly, when you got to wanting to rock out, who were you? Now, like, you go to the Facebook page and it says, like, I keep saying like, I'm sorry, folks, but there was the Susie Quattro influence, and ladies, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Happy Days and all that, and the 70s and the early 80s. More power to her putting her thing out there. And Joan Jett and Lita Ford, and I'm glad they did. Who else? I mean, somewhere along the way, you guys said, I want to do something like them but different. There were more influences.
Right.
Who else got you motivated?
Heart got me motivated.
Heart, Fleetwood Mac, the bigger bands, yeah. You know, it's
and Pat
so
Metheny,
many.
Pat Metheny.
And Pat Benatar and all... all the great music out there. Yeah. Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith. It's like we were listening to all that. Listening to Kiss back when I was a little kid dressing up like Kiss. And
right. I mean, it's like at some point you hear something and it just sparks something in you, right? I mean, like we're all children of the 70s, 80s, you know, Detroit music, you know, radio and, or you know, whatever. And so when you hear that, it's just at some point you're just driving in the car and you're like, you know, I mean, so one of my earliest memories is like Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. That was like one of my favorite songs. It was just, you know, I was like 5 years old and that, and listening to that and hearing that rhythm and just hearing that groove. And it's just, as a 5 year old, you're like, wow, that's really cool. And I want to do that, you know, somewhere inside it just sparked, you know, so you'll listen to a bunch of stuff and something clicks and grows after a while.
And you've been keeping it fun ever since.
Trying.
More power to you.
Thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's hear what's the fruit of that labor now.
All right.
What are we going to play?
Let's do Burn, yep.
This is the Luckouts right here on 89.3. Bringing it to you with their music, a track called Burn.
Somewhere in the dark.
the fire for you.
Right there. These are the Luckouts.
Thank you.
That was Burn. Bringing it.
If anyone wants to buy that song, it's for sale.
No.
Any hemorrhoid commercials?
No, it's available.
Available by going, starting with a Facebook page. Yeah. And then we'll find you stores and definitely at shows.
Yeah, shows. You may check some download sites.
Yeah, find our Facebook page, send us a message. We will send you out a CD.
Okay. Now what about Twitter or Tumblr or Instagram?
We're on Twitter.
Dan's working that.
We're at the Luckouts on Twitter.
Okay, cuz now we were talking earlier about, I didn't know which band picture to put up, and I was like, in the video there's this young lady bouncing all around, and I'm like going, okay, three piece. Who is this? Who do I take off?
Oh, the blonde?
Yeah.
That was Brittany bouncing in the video.
The blonde in the back is our percussionist / backup singer / manager, Lisa.
Now, you know her kind of, sort of?
Yes, that's my wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm lucky in a lot of ways.
And more than a few.
You're lucky you said that.
You know
she's
her.
She's listening.
She better be listening. Hi, babe.
You can go home now.
Yeah.
Right. You're allowed. But so you've got her making sure that people can get their emails answered.
Sure.
Their requests to get music.
She keeps us all in line, like not just me. Like she,
our schedules. You know,
it's crazy. Yeah, like when we're on our way to the gig, and she's got like, you know, a million questions, and I'm like, it's like if she didn't have a hand in it, she's like, what about this? What about that? What about? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, you should have called.
So there is a fourth ghost member.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need that.
Hey.
We need a ghost every now and then to tell us what the hell's going on.
If it keeps you rocking forward, amen to her.
That's right.
Yep.
We need to do more playing and less talking. I ain't seen anything right here.
So now where's the new recording is going to happen? Have you figured out who it's going to be with, where it's going to be? Or
yeah, Metro 37 Studios in, what is that, Troy, Rochester? Ryan was our producer and sound guy on the first, the two songs that we've released as singles, the Burn and...
One Night Stand.
Sorry. Oh, how soon they forget. Where's Lisa? Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we really like what they've been doing for us, and got to give a shout out to them. It's a pretty cool organization, so we're going to give them some more business.
And the impression's good? The camaraderie's there? You're going back for more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. It's a good thing to have the chemistry. When you do this, like you say, you're still crediting the former members. Do you ever get them up on stage? Are you still in touch? They're still...
Talk to them once in a while on Facebook, and our drummer, Dan, talks to Jim. He's busy playing in The Beggars, the Blue Flowers.
Bands,
he's in a lot of bands. It was kind of hard when we had to schedule shows sometimes to you know, we're like, can you play this date? No, I'm playing with this band. You know, sometimes.
Yeah. And he's become a really good friend and, you know, source of musical, you know, inspiration and stuff, you know, since I've joined the band and we had that, you know, that kind of thing in common. But, yeah, that would really be cool, though, to bring him out. You know, we should do that.
Now, you just, like, funny you say that, because I've been listening to old shows and I've been digging The Beggars, and that's somebody I really want to bring back in the future. To be honest with you. I'm sorry. I just.
No, that's cool. Yeah, shout out. Shout out to them for sure.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so a bill with you guys together?
Perhaps? Oh, man, that would be awesome. I'd love to make that
happen.
Yeah,
we need to hook that up.
For sure.
Now, who goes about seeing to it when these events you have coming up with these different bands? How is this, like, do you want to work with us? Do they come to you and say, do you want to play with us?
Yeah, that's.
Or is it the venues thinking it's a good mix?
No, I think it's typically how it seems to go is, you know, whatever band will book the gig, then we'll seek out other bands, you know, to play with us. You know, we're trying to do this radical thing, you know, like we did, like it was back in the day, where you didn't have like five or six bands play a show. We're really trying to get back to that, you know, two bands and then maybe an opener, you know, acoustic or something, you know, that's, you know, somebody that's trying to break into the scene or something, and not, you know, these giant, you know, events all the time. I think people aren't going to stay there all night to see eight bands, you know.
Now, you guys have been at this for a few years. You kind of gave away how long you've been at this.
Right.
Since Perry Farrell and all those guys started the massive multi act touring bills and all that.
Right.
Do you think that's what made the difference in, like, going from 2-3 bands a show to.
I don't know. I don't. You know what? It's an interesting comparison. Oop, what just happened? Just something. That's an interesting comparison, but. I think, you know, to a certain extent, what are you doing over there with the, so what are you doing over there?
We have equipment that gets beat on.
All right, so anyway, you know, I don't know how those, like, even how the big bands, you know, these giant, tours and the fests, you know, I wonder how, you know, the payment goes with some of these bands or how. I mean, is it really just that they're marketing? It's all about marketing and merch? Because, I mean, you think about it. The ticket price is basically the same, but you're seeing 10 bands. So it's kind of weird. And, you know, I don't know. I think people are more apt to go see a fest type thing with a bunch of bands like that and than they are to go see, you know, a bunch of local bands that they don't really know. And so basically what I think you're getting with that is, you know, some of these bars that are having these 7 and 8 bands a night, you know, the band brings their 10 friends and the other band brings their 10 friends and those 10 people leave when that band's done. So I, you know, I don't see how that's a good, you know, marketing thing for anybody. So we're trying to get back to the smaller shows and just, you know, rock it out and get with bands that are similar in genre and style and just put on a really good show for people, and they can still get home before 2 in the morning, you know.
What's your preference? Were you, like, when you go on, do you want to do 1 hour? Do you want to do 2 hour and just play everything you've done and leave it on the stage? Or you want to do a tight one?
Yeah, I'd like a tight 1 hour thing. I think that's enough. If you're going to do a 2 hour thing, you're going to have to take a break. But that's kind of how they did, you know, back in the day too, right? The main act would come out and do like a 45-minute or hour set. They would take like a, you know, an hour break or a half hour break, and a DJ would come on and people would dance, and then the main act would come back on from, like, you know, 1 o'clock till, you know, 1:45 closing time, and just rock out, and they'd throw covers in and stuff. But, you know, I mean, you'd have to do it like that. But I mean, I think the scene's just different now, man. I don't think people are out to do that anymore. I don't think people are out to just hang out that long. You know, I think you just got to make it a show. You can't, original bands, you can't be doing it every weekend. You got to take some time off and make it interesting for people, make them come out and see a difference every time you play. But I'm all about making each show, you know, its own thing. You know, I want everybody to feel like when they leave that night, they're never going to see that again. You know, I want them to feel special, you know, so.
Okay, I'm getting worried. We got everything set up technically now?
Yeah, it was just your headphones.
Yep.
Cool. We're good. So if y'all are ready for another tune, you wanted to do two back to back, or
are we gonna do? No, we're gonna do On My Way, or do you want to do?
We're gonna have fun, folks. This is live radio, and we're gonna play it by ear and
what
just
you guys
enjoy
wanna
ourselves.
Do?
On My Way.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Here we go. So On My Way.
Sudden stops.
We're on my way.
Mm-mm, the Luckouts right here on 89.3. Hey, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you. Were you rocking out on guitar before you joined up with the Rooners and started laying down on bass? Or?
Yeah, I started off playing some guitar and had like a little all-female band going, kind of like the Runaways, and played guitar. But, you know, I'm not a great...
They were called the Stay-at-Homes.
Oh, we were called Lizard. But, yeah, I don't know. I just decided to play bass for a while.
I was just curious because like I said, I was just like digging what you guys were doing before we went live and checking out what everybody was playing and having setting up. And okay, yeah, frustrated bassist here. I was just digging what Gretchen was doing and like said since she first contacted when we first spoke on Facebook. And I was watching the video, and she was laying it down, and I was like, dig her on bass, yeah, okay. And then when I found out later that you were a bassist and moved over to guitarist, it was like, mm-hmm. So the question is like, frustrated guitarist, frustrated bassist, what? Moved to lead vocalist? You know, yeah. How did you, the steps?
It wasn't easy. I've always been afraid to sing, and...
Now you're the lead vocalist?
I'm trying.
Trying?
Yeah.
Trying. Yeah, okay. You
trying
keep that
like
trying.
Yeah.
I like your trying.
While, every once in a while, she gets a Jan Brady look, you know, we got to throw something at her.
That's Cindy Brady.
Cindy Brady. That's right, Cindy. Marsha.
And now you're just going ahead and taking these lead runs and just...
Just doing it.
She knows this one.
Uh-huh. So what's the difference between what you do for a record and what you do live? I mean, is it like... Overdubbing like massive
pretty much the same. We go in there and play it live just like this and record it, but you know if you screw up you can fix it. Yeah,
So you're not trying to do anything straight studio tricks because you can't?
No tricks, because what you see is what you get. I don't want any tricks because right. I'm not going to, you know.
I mean, I was actually almost fighting to have like a little more production on stuff, you know, because we have a little different. I mean, yeah, we want it to sound, we want to be able to replicate it, and we want you to, when you hear it, that's us, and that's what you get when we're live, too. We want you to feel that energy. But I have another thought that, you know, the recorded piece should be its own thing. You know, it's like, that's your creation, you know, and I mean, that's for listening pleasure and everything for posterity, right? And then your live show is your live show. Every live show should be a one-off piece of art.
And if anybody's coming to the show going, well, it didn't sound like the record, you just want to smack them upside the head anyway.
Well, right, because, hello, we're live. You know, I mean, it's going to always be different, you know, but...
love this for what this is.
Right, exactly.
And then go dig the record because it can be produced.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to overproduce stuff, though. That's a problem nowadays, too.
Yeah, don't Pro Tools it to death. Because I was like digging what Gretchen was saying earlier about how she was setting up her chorus to get this sound she wanted. I'm like thinking, wow, man, it's interesting, you know, because it's like such a grooving, strong bass swing she got going. And I'm like, what's his name from Cheap Trick, Tom with Peterson? It's like your groove is like, I'm thinking, I could see you like swinging with an 8 string or a 12 string sometime.
I'll swing with the swing. I'll swing anyway.
For the fences.
Knock it out the park. Keep having fun. I love putting you on spotlight because she's like, I drove here. Right. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you back for the rest of the show.
That's right. Fine.
Do you want to do another song?
Let's do Why and
Stop. How much time do we have?
We got just over 8.
Oh, okay.
You want to do, well,
we got 10.
We should go out with
Too Young.
Let's
just do Why.
Okay, here we go.
Just Why? No.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we won't go right into all the other one.
What are we doing?
We're going to do a song called Why.
Right here. The Luckouts. We'll be right back. Yeah. The Luckouts. Next playing February 12th.
Kaju Cafe.
Kaju Cafe.
Do some feather bowling, get some clams.
All right.
Oh, man, yeah, those are... Or mussels.
I knew they got some specialty oysters, something.
Yeah, mussels.
Yep. What is it, the Austrian beer or something?
Oh, they got special? All kinds of beer.
Yeah, well, can we talk about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, might not be able to talk about it. We can talk about...
Hey, if monks can drink it.
What can we talk about? I'd like to give a shout-out to my Warrendale friends, Dawn, Danielle, and also like to mention the Last Dog Day Dog Rescue for rescuing all the dogs, and Detroit Pit Crew and Detroit Dog Rescue, all animal advocates all over the world. Someone's got to stick up for the animals.
For our furry friends.
Yes. That's right.
Thank you.
It's rough.
We applaud
they do
you.
All that work every day.
Murdoch and I were just talking about getting home to our dogs right after the show.
I know that's
so,
right.
So his are butt pups still. He can give them a few hours leeway. Mine's 14, so
wow.
I got to get home before I'm reaching for a mop.
That's right.
But we want to thank the Luckouts for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to keep seeing your videos show up. We want you to keep letting us know when the new music is dropping.
For sure.
Where you're going to be playing. Holler at us. Let us know. Put this news up there so we can get the word out. Y'all have been doing shows, and then I look up and I find them. I'm like, oh, let me hurry up and get that out there so everybody else knows about it. Holler at us.
We will put you in the loop.
Yeah.
You're Motor Live alumni and what have you. We want people to go see you. Okay? Cool. We want people to get your music, and we want you to take over so people can hear you. So play
right
something.
On.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
We appreciate you. What are we going to hear?
Too Young to Die.
These are the Luckouts. Keep your ears open for them. We're going to be bringing them to you. Too Young to Die. Take it out, y'all.
Try to hide.
You've been listening to The Luckouts right here on WHFR Dearborn. Keep tuning in to their Facebook page. Find out about where they're going to be when the music drops. As soon as we get the word, we will get it out right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Facebook, Tumblr, you name it. We're going to get you the word. Why? Because these are the Luckouts, and we want you to know more. We want you to see them. Folks, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Like I say, when this new album drops, right back here.
We'll be back.
Please. Again, thank you for tuning in to WHFR Dearborn. This has been your host, The Hallmark. Big shout out to the Gothabilly Man, Murdoch, for sitting in with us today. Big shout outs to the Luckouts. We're about to take off for the holidays, folks. We'll be back in the new year's. Come see us January 7th. Rock out. Tune in next week as we do a recap, though. This will be a pre-recorded show of the best of 2015 right here on WHFR.FM and 89.3 Motor Live Drive at 5. We take you now to Old Time Radio and Boston Blackie.
Hello, this is Mrs. Robinson of the One Plus One Show, wishing you a warm and happy holiday season.
Hi, I'm Adam, host of The Director's Chair. In 1985, the Goonies looked for treasure, and we went back to the future. But most importantly, WHFR was born. From all of us here at WHFR, we'd like to thank you for 30 years, and here's to 30 more. If you keep listening, we'll keep playing.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.com.